Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
West Virginia lost at home to Utah 48-14. Pitt lost to Louisville 34-27. And Penn State lost in overtime, actually double overtime, to Oregon. Tough weekend for our sports, college sports teams here in Pittsburgh. But did you see this one coming for your Mountaineers? Because I think that you did.
Oh, the Mountaineers stink, and they're hurt, and so that's a bad combination. When your preseason win total is 5.5, and you lost to a MAC school, and then your quarterback who won the Pitt game is out, and the running back that you thought was going to lead you in rushing is out, and then the guy that played well in the Pitt game that okay, he's going to lead you in rushing, he's out. You're probably just not going to be very good. The one thing, and I think this is true for each of these teams, maybe more so for Pitt and West Virginia, at least when bad things happen, you can take us in bad things happening for your rivals too. I think that is such a college football thing. Like,
yeah.
It hurt me less as a West Virginia fan because Pitt had lost, and then I felt even a little bit better after the way that Penn State played. Let me tell you something. This James Franklin, 4-21 against top 10 teams.
Ugh.
He will never win a national championship. He's never going to win one. And Drew Aller, yikes.
I mean, that whole entire game, Penn State did show some fight to get back in that football game, but Oregon to me is the best team in the country.
Sure.
They are the best team in the country, but to lose the way that they did, with Drew Aller throwing an interception. Like, man, like that was the game where Drew Aller needed to answer a lot of questions. A lot of questions. And it didn't look pretty up until that point. And then that just kind of solidified who Drew Aller is. It was almost storybook like. Like, if you're reading a story, like, and you know, and you heard about the book, you know how it's going to end. Like, if you told me about one of the Harry Potter books, you're like, Doran, this is what happens, and then I go read it, I already know what the ending's going to be like. Like, you could almost feel it. And for him to throw that, oh, my goodness. I was like, I actually felt bad for him. I felt bad for for James Franklin. I did, because I knew how it was going to end. I knew exactly how it was going to end. And Drew Aller throwing an interception was just, it was just wow.
Yeah, it was. And they wanted their whiteout. They got the whiteout. James Franklin wants to answer questions. Drew Aller wanted to answer some questions because they hadn't played anybody, and they're playing mostly nobody this year. So it's all about these big games. It's all about the playoff. And then here we are again in another big game. And it's not like they don't play these games tight. They do. They just find a way to lose. And last year it was the interception, like you're saying, from Drew Aller against Notre Dame. This year it's an interception against Oregon. There's a lot of season left. Penn State could wind up having a great year. They're still, I think, going to make the college football playoff. Drew Aller's still going to be a first-round quarterback. But let me tell you, I have zero confidence in them winning the national championship. And I'm at an all-time low on wanting the Steelers to draft Drew Aller. Like, I'm totally out on that right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then you got Pitt, which was just ridiculous. I mean, just so many mistakes and fumbles and interceptions. It was just, you know, they had a good lead. They came out guns blazing, And then one little missed call by the Stripes kind of just put the game into a different direction. All the momentum swung there. And you can't just go into games and leave games blaming the Stripes. But the Pitt football team, they continue to beat themselves. It is kind of ridiculous at this point. It's very, very frustrating to endure that whenever they have so many chances to win football games and can't close them out. It's just, I can't – I've been so upset about it for the last 2 days. I can't even wrap my mind around what happened at Acrisure Stadium.
In a vacuum, losing to Louisville even at home, okay, like that you know, Louisville's a good football team, I think. It's the nature, and you obviously are closer to it and have the emotional tie, but it's the nature in which they lost both of the games that they've lost. Had a 10-point lead in both of them. And I think they'll beat Boston College, and maybe that'll right the ship. They got better players than their record would indicate right now, that's for sure. And we'll see what happens with Reed. And Holstein's got to figure it out, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.